With more than 100 works of art, from sculptures and quilts to paintings and photographs, the Wadsworth Athenaeum's newest installation stands out as more than just an exhibit. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, it's an invitation to explore.
Afrocosmologies is an invitation to something curator Frank Mitchell calls a celebration.
It's an opportunity for us to celebrate the work of Black artists who have imagined a universe that tilts towards the Africana, so a spiritual world focused on and celebrating Black spirituality.
The show is broken up into four sections: nature, gods and humanity, origins, and ritual. But at times, the sections themselves, as well as the show's larger theme, may seem more abstract than apparent.
We wanted in the show to have a balance between the moments of spirituality that would be familiar and approachable to folks, so Bible stories, references to baptisms, images of Jesus, things that everybody could connect with easily. And then we wanted to challenge people with some things that would be a little harder to read, where you would need another level of understanding of some of the material to make sense of it.
But one thing is apparent. The collection of so many Black artists and works of art outside of themes like slavery or civil rights is special.
It's a little overwhelming because I see so many artists that I've looked up to for so long in the show.
That's New Orleans-based artist Carl Joe Williams. While visitors may be struck by his multicolored mattress turned canvas, the piece is called Waiting, he can't quite get over seeing so many pieces in person by artists he knows and admires.
Some of these pieces I've loved but never seen them up close. You know? And it's like if you're an artist and you've loved certain pieces of art and then all of a sudden there it's right in front of your face, you know, you kind of geek out.
In many ways, Afrocosmology feels like a family reunion. There are generations of Black artists spanning decades all in the same room. And it's a reunion that isn't just happening on the walls. Williams went to school with Radcliffe Bailey, another featured artist.
The show's beautiful. It's beautiful in many ways. Like right now, we're sitting in a room with Jacob Lawrence. Jacob Lawrence was one of the first artists that I met when I was a kid in middle school.
We're looking at a selection from the late Jacob Lawrence's 22-piece series, The Legend of John Brown. When the original paintings became too fragile to display, Lawrence worked with a New Haven screen printer to make prints in the 1970s.
Jacob asked, you know, what did I want to be? And I said, I want to be an artist like you.
A handful of the works are by Black artists who came through Yale's MFA program. Afrocosmologies also showcases the work of artists who carved spaces for themselves in the art world just after slavery was abolished, and those who could care less about widespread approval or appeal in white spaces, like Bailey.
I never really see myself as trying to fit within the art world in a particular way. I feel like a loner in a way, and a lot of us, when we're in our studios, we're pretty much doing our thing and doing what we have to do to live, not necessarily for a show.
Each artist found a way to live life out as an artist, be it through painting, sculpting, photographing, or combining mediums. Rather than focusing on the struggles of being a Black artist, curator Frank Mitchell says Afrocosmology showcases the strides.
It's sort of a nice affirmation of that dedication by Black people throughout the generations and across a century to build a space and create a space where they could be professional artists.
As a whole, Afrocosmologies is a constellation of Black artists whose work illuminates Black lives, cultures, and traditions that are both familiar and foreign. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.